Welcome to episode 5 of Let's Talk Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello.
Joining us today again are my sister Maritza.
Hello.
And brother-in-law Gino.
Hello.
No, thank you for having us. I know that there was a lot of requests for us to come back.
Yes, you guys.
The phones were off the hook.
Yes, a lot of requests, a lot of texts, a lot of, yes. So just want to say welcome back and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, I know
we had so much fun last time you guys were here. Our episode today is called The One with the East German Laundry Detergent. It aired on October 20, 1994. The synopsis. While Phoebe and Chandler end their respective romantic relationships, Rachel and Ross do laundry together on their first date. And that's what it says as the synopsis online. Or on HBO Max where I watch it. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, is it really a first date? And I think for Ross, I guess he thinks it's a date because of
what Chandler kind of put in his head. But no, it wasn't a first date because it was just doing laundry and it just happened to fall that it ended up being only Rachel and Ross when it should have been Monica, Rachel, and Ross. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So no, I don't see that as a first date.
Well, after they kissed, I think it was.
Oh, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it became a date.
You're right.
It's
kind of weird too because you don't usually go do laundry with somebody unless you are dating. Like I didn't go with anybody till I met you.
I don't know.
I mean, right?
It's very intimate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
I guess. And
well, yeah, definitely because Chandler says you're gonna do laundry. Are you sure you wanna show her your dirty underwear? Like, this is going to be the first time she sees your underwear. You sure you want to be dirty?
And yeah. He takes it out.
And he takes it out. But then I'm like, you guys are doing laundry, so when is he going to clean his underwear? He's going to do laundry. I mean, you would want to take all your dirty. And, you know, Rachel did take her underwear.
Yeah.
She did.
We've seen it. We've seen her little white chonies.
The dirty underwear. And she puts it in Ross's face, too.
Yes. Okay. So the episode starts with them at the coffee shop. They're talking about the advantages of each gender. Mm-hmm. Rachel says, guys can urinate standing. Joey says, women can see breasts whenever they want.
Lucky.
And Phoebe wonders how men can be mean and not care. And so after this, there was a silence because it seems like the guys are trying to top that. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, but I took it as like she put a stop to it. You know, it was consistent. It was Roz and then Rachel and Joey and then Phoebe. She's like, men could be so mean and not care. Where they kind of looked at each other like, damn, she got us.
Yeah. So that she, yeah, it was like they kind of like, the women kind of won, right? Like,
yeah,
they won that debate
mm-hmm.
at that point. But then after the silence, it seems like the guys, they're trying to top that. So Ross comes up with women can have multiple orgasms and the guys win the debate.
Right.
Because then they're like, yeah, okay.
Nothing beats that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then it's the intro. Then when the episode actually starts, they are making plans for Saturday night. Chandler wants to break up with Janice, but feels guilty. And then Phoebe says she'll break up with Tony at the same time to make it easier for both of them.
Mm-hmm. No, is this the, you guys, this is the first time that you guys hear about Janice, right?
Yeah. The first time they introduce her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear her voice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Her laugh.
And yeah, the laugh. Like, nice lady, but just that laugh. Just like,
yeah. It's different for sure.
You would think it would be easier to break up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so hard for Chandler to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be easy. Okay. Then Rachel's frustrated because her dad wants her to buy to go back home and offer to buy her a new Mercedes convertible, even though she wants to be independent. Then Rachel plans to do laundry that evening. Ross pretends that the laundromat in his building is rat infested so he can join her. Rachel smiles, and it seems like she may be developing some feelings for him. I don't know, like, I see, like, she kind of likes him at this point, do you think? Or am I seeing stuff?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think maybe she kind of senses his flirtation or where he wants to lead things, but she's not at the same spot as him.
So do you think she smiles because she knows that he's trying kind of hard?
Yeah, I think so.
That just came to my mind right now. Like, so he's trying a little bit harder.
Yeah, because he makes up a story of, like, his laundromat having
the rats
problem and stuff, where it's like...
Mm-hmm. It's obvious.
It's obvious.
And I thought it was funny when he said that the rats come out fluffy. That was funny. All right. And then Joey's ex-girlfriend, Angela, comes into the coffee shop. Joey notices that she looks really nice and decides to go talk to her. But she tells him that she's dating someone else now, and his name is Bob. In an attempt to get back with her, Joey suggests a double date. Her and Bob, and him and his girlfriend, in quotes, Monica. Joey goes up to Monica and tells her that Bob is Angela's brother and that she will be going on a date with him. And then when they're at the restaurant, Monica discovers that Joey has never met Bob and realizes that it's a blind date, and she starts to panic. Angela and Bob arrive, and Monica finds Bob attractive. So she says, okay, and she decides to, you know, to stay there.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't mean to backtrack, but I like the part where Rachel said that my dad called me young lady, and Chandler said,
"Yeah, I hate it when my dad calls me
young lady."
Young lady.
Yeah, that was so funny.
But he says, "I hate it when my dad calls me that." No, what does he say? Oh,
I hate it when he calls me that too. No?
Yeah,
because I hate when my dad calls. Yeah,
calls me that too.
I mean, it was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, that scene was funny. Let's leave it as that. We can't quote word for word because it's not coming up. Meanwhile, at Central Perk, Chandler is waiting for Janice and Tony to arrive and is becoming more anxious. Phoebe, on the other hand, is very calm and states how nice it is for them to be doing something together.
Yes. And then... did you guys catch the part where he's like, yeah, maybe later on we could rent a car and run over some puppies? And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. She's so cute. She's so innocent. Yeah, she is cute.
I do. I like her. She's so nice. Janice arrives and Joey starts to feel guilty. And it only gets worse when Janice tells him that her day has been supremely awful. While Janice is rambling on, Chandler watches as Phoebe breaks up with Tony, which he has a good reaction, and then they say goodbye with a hug.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy for her. Mm-hmm. For them.
That was like a 2 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah, and then a hug, and that's it.
Well, Chandler catches that, mm-hmm. and then he's like, oh, that was...
That's it?
That's it, and she's like...
you weren't there.
You weren't there.
At the laundromat, Rachel is feeling really optimistic until a woman takes her washing machine by moving her laundry basket she had on top of the machine to reserve it while she was getting coins. Rachel is upset but gives up. Ross comes in and stands up for Rachel and helps her get the machine back. Rachel loads the washing machine, not separating the clothes. So Ross steps in and helps her. Okay, and...
I hate the lady.
Me too.
Yeah, she was horrible. But I was thinking, Rachel has been... I mean, I don't know how long she's been independent?
Not long.
But more than a month, because at the very beginning, a month passes by, and then that's when she goes to see Barry to return the ring. A month has passed. So this means she has never done laundry.
I think because Monica has always gone with her.
Oh.
So later on in the shows, you'll see that Monica does a lot of stuff for her.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not necessarily, but simply like the trash and the stuff around the house where I could only assume that probably Monica was helping her
laundry, because I'm like, she doesn't even know that she needs to separate her clothes. She's throwing everything out at once. And I'm like, but she's been alone at least a month. I don't know how long it's been, but from the first episode to where she broke up with, or where she goes to Barry's job to give the ring back, that was at least a month. And I'm like, she has never done laundry. And some people do have a lot of clothes.
That's what
I was thinking. So I could imagine, but she only has her basket, with like a little bit of clothes.
That's like
and I'm like, that would be sweat. Like freaking four big bags of clothes for me if I waited that long. Mm-hmm. Not that I have that many clothes, but, you know, for more than a month. But anyway.
I want to talk about that lady. Like, is that what the ladies look like in New York back in the 90s? Like,
they only look like they're in the laundry.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you know what suds are?
No. I asked Martin. I
told her when you started up and there's bubbles in there.
But what would it be in the...
No suds. No suds.
I don't know. That's the only thing that I...
Like, if she didn't see suds in the washing machine?
But what's suds? Soap?
Suds is bubbles.
Is
bubbles,
it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know. I asked Martin that too. Because I wasn't sure what that was either.
Right?
Suds, huh?
I don't know. No suds, no safe.
That's all you know.
Those were not the rules.
Those are not the rules, yeah.
And you know that.
Oh, yeah. And you know that. She feels confident about being independent, doing her own laundry, and there's nothing she can't do. Unfortunately, her mood changes when her white clothes turn pink from a red sock that went in the laundry. She feels like a failure. Later, the same lady from earlier steals Rachel and Ross's cart, but this time Rachel stands up to her on her own. She feels happy that she was able to stand up to her, that she ends up kissing Ross. Ross is in shock and hits his head on the dryer machine door and falls over. Later at Central Park, Rachel is helping Ross with his head by putting an ice bag on it. Phoebe's admiring Rachel's pink clothes and says she's going to do that with her own clothes.
She's like, that's such a neat idea.
Yes. And Rachel putting the ice pack on Ross's head, I feel like that was...
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
But I think it led up to maybe her feeling some type of way with him, because when she put... when they found that the red sock went in there and everything turned pink, Ross, like, it could have happened to anybody, like, you know, and she's like, well, it didn't, it happened to me.
To me.
Mm-hmm. So I think him encouraging her and helping her stand up for herself and stuff like that. So I think that kind of led to the kiss, and then maybe at the coffee shop as well, being kind of close like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That was Rachel's red sock, right? Or was it the lady that left it in there?
I think the lady threw it in there.
Yeah, right. Like, it was sabotaged.
I did think about that. I'm like, whose red sock was it? Was it hers, or was it something that was already in there? No, but yeah, because it does happen to anybody. It could have happened to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that has happened.
Did it happen to you?
No.
It happened to her, to Rachel.
It happened to Rachel. Yes.
That's why I don't wear white, because I'm afraid. Like.
Okay. Meanwhile, Monica is confused when Angela and Bob tell her they grew up in different places. So Joey tries to change the subject so that his plan is not ruined. Joey then tries to put Bob off Angela and tells him about the strange noise she makes when she eats. He tells Bob that Monica is too much for him in bed, trying to get him interested in her. Monica and Angela are in the restroom. Angela tells Monica how good Bob is in bed, and this makes Monica confused.
Yeah, because Monica starts saying about good things about Bob and how good he is and stuff, and Angela jumps in and says, oh, and he's unbelievable in bed, where Monica's like, my brother hasn't even told me when he lost his virginity. When Angela looks at her and it's like, oh, that's nice.
Like, weirded out. Like, that's weird. Yeah.
Weirded out because she's like, why are you telling me this about your brother?
Yeah. Yeah. Back at their table, Angela and Bob are getting pretty close together. And this makes Monica uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She realizes that Joey lied and that they are not brother and sister. She wants to leave, but Joey convinces her to help him break them up.
Yeah, because Monica was having a conversation when Angela kind of like leans over, starts hugging on Bob, putting her hand in his shirt, where it was like Monica's looking like, what the heck?
Like that's your brother. Like,
so she kind of pulled Joey to the side and she started saying like,
she got something on her eye.
Yeah, she pretended like she had something in her eye so they could pull away from the table. And she tells Joey, like, are you sitting in the same table as me? Like,
are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, and that's when she realizes that Joey had lied to her the whole time.
Yeah.
And Joey even tells Monica, like, oh, you and Ross have been rambunctious? Like, you guys have been rambunctious?
Before he admits that he was lying to her,
right,
yeah.
Right.
He was trying to convince, like, okay, you and Ross have been
rambunctious? Like, I was like, wait, what is this? Like,
she's like, that's no. He's silly. But then he does end up convincing her, like, okay, you like Bob, I like Angela, let's just break them apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. At the coffee shop, Chandler tries to break up with Janice. He finally blurts it out. Janice is about to cry, but since Chandler had multiple espresso shots, he is over energized and accidentally hits Janice in the eye when he flails his hand.
I know that was kind of mean that he hit her in the eye, but I thought that was hilarious.
That was so funny. It was so funny because he didn't mean to.
Right.
He just...
He had like six espressos by then.
No, he had a lot more than six.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. It was a lot more than six.
Damn.
Phoebe tries to calm him down, but she realizes that he's not able to break up with Janice. So she goes over and does it for him. Janice smiles and waves at Chandler and leaves the coffee shop. So yeah. I don't know what she told
her. Yeah. Yeah, it's very similar to how she broke up with Tony. You know, very nice and they were okay with it. And then they said their goodbyes and walked away.
She even looked at him and waved and smiled.
And he's like, how did you do that? Well, I have a gift.
I have a gift. So that was, a better plan of breaking up than what Joey had recommended in the beginning. I don't know if you guys remember in the beginning of the show when he's like, Chandler's trying to, you know, knowing how uncomfortable it is to break up with somebody. And Joey tells him, like, why be a man and just stop calling her.
And stop calling, yes. Okay. At Central Perk, Phoebe, Ross, and Rachel are there. Monica and Joey enter. They are happy because they were able to break Bob and Angela up. Rachel wonders where Chandler is, and Phoebe tells her that he needed time to grieve, only to see Chandler running down the street yelling, I'm free. Phoebe says he must be done grieving. And that's it.
Yeah.
It was good.
So this one, it was everybody did something with one another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which it was nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something going on with all of them.
Yeah.
But they were like in pairs. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see.
It was great teamwork.
Mm-hmm. And Phoebe tells Chandler, like, oh, we should do this more often. Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like break up with people.
That we should always break up with people together.
Yeah.
It was a good one. It was different.
Yeah.
But good. So again, we have trivia questions.
Oh, my favorite part. I'm not looking.
Yeah.
This time I'm not going
to
look good.
I think I'm prepared for it.
Okay.
I was trying to pay attention to the things that you
I know.
I'm like, red sock. Okay. Red sock. Okay, so you guys are going to get all of them right. Okay, so first question. Why is Phoebe breaking up with Tony?
Because of the hunger strike. His hunger strike.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That is right.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
Did they say this in the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Monica tells them when Phoebe suggested for her and Chandler to break up with their partners together, Monica's like, oh, you're going to break up with Tony? She's like, yeah, it's not fun anymore. She's like, I don't know. It's because of the hunger strike or.
But I thought it was because she was doing it. Like she was on a hunger strike.
No. It was his. Mm-hmm. His hunger strike.
Oh.
All right. Question number two. What was the party piece of Joey's cousin that Monica had found appalling when she was previously set up with him?
Oh,
man. These are all questions from the same episode because I'm drawing a blank.
I don't remember. I remember the scene. And I remember, is it going to be like your, and she says it, and I'm drawing a blank.
Give up? Okay. The answer is belching.
Oh, yeah.
The alphabet.
Oh. Now I remember.
Okay. What is ugly naked guy doing?
Doing something with the
tiles.
Floor.
He's tiles. He's replacing the kitchen tiles or something like that.
Laying kitchen tiles, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, I knew that question was going to be there.
You did? What was the name of Ross fabric softener that Chandler persuades him not to use?
Uberweiss.
No, the fabric softener.
Oh, Snuggle.
Snuggle.
Snuggle?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. When Phoebe tells Chandler that this is nice, we never do anything, just the two of us, what does Chandler suggest that they do the following day?
Rent a car and run over puppies.
You guys kind of said it earlier. You said it earlier, Maddie.
You stole it.
Yeah, that's why you get the point.
We get half an hour.
What gift does Janice buy Chandler?
Socks.
Socks.
What kind of socks?
Bullwinkle socks.
And Rocky.
He had the Rocky.
Mix and match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had the Rocky and she bought him Bullwinkle because she's like, sometimes Bullwinkle, sometimes Rocky.
So was it one in one?
No.
No. Because he already had the Rocky ones.
So I had the point, then I lost it. I thought she went, oh, she goes like this, but they're the same then.
They're the same.
Yeah.
They're the same. What was the name of the detergent?
Uberweiss.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough.
Extra tough.
Oh, extra tough.
Where did Bob grow up?
North Carolina.
Cleveland?
Yes, Maddie, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And how does Phoebe break up with people?
Whispering.
With a hug?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she hugs them. She hugs them. Even though that question's a little weird.
She sets them free.
Because she talks to them. I don't know what she says. And then they hug. Yeah. But that was one of the questions that I found. So, yeah.
Cool.
Very nice.
Any other thoughts about this episode?
The laundromats. Are they really that hostile?
Yeah.
I think they can be.
They can be, yes. Especially when you have your favorite machines.
I was wondering that. Is it like...
Or when they don't take them out, when you it stopped already, and you're waiting for the machine and they don't take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that card thing is real, too. If you don't save that card, somebody's going to take it from you. So you got to climb in it to save it. Remember that, Gina.
I bet you people who watched it, like, from the, after that, like, at the laundromat, that's probably what they do.
Yeah, right?
Or they put their kid in there.
Oh, yeah. All right. And so that concludes our episode 5 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode that we will be recapping is called The one with the butt. Mm.
I can't think about what that's going to be about. Like the laundry one, I knew what it was going to be about. Kind of.
Oh, the butt. Whose butt?
Mm. I already seen it. I already seen that
you one. You seen the butt.
I seen the next one because I kind of started.
My girls or guys' butt?
You'll see. You'll see. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming again and doing this episode. It was a lot of fun.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm always here.
Thank you, Martin, for the brew.
No problem.
Friends and Brew.
That's Friends right. Friends and Brew. Ooh, that should have been the name. Nice. Even though we have coffee here.
Coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brewed that coffee, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. All right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much again, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, guys. Thank you.